Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. FatwaOnline.com presents Fatawa Ramadan. This tape is a recording of important legal rulings concerning fasting in the month of Ramadan, based on the book entitled Fatawa Ramadan fi Siyami wal Qiyami wal I'tikafi wa Zakat al Fitr, or important legal rulings concerning fasting and standing the nights in prayer and I'tikaf and Zakat al Fitr. All of the fatawa, or legal rulings, were compiled by Abu Muhammad Ashraf ibn al-Maqsood from legal rulings given by Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah, Abdullah Abu Bukhari, Muhammad ibn Ibrahim Ali Shaykh, Abdurrahman al-Sa'di, Shaykh ibn Baz, Shaykh ibn al-Uthaymin, Shaykh ibn Fawzan, Shaykh ibn Jibreen, and the Permanent Committee for Islamic Research and Fatawa. Insha'Allah, all the proceeds from this series of tapes will go to invitationtoislam.com. And finally, we would like to take this opportunity to thank Abu Saleh Muhammad Yusuf of IbnRajab.com for his relentless support and patience. Indeed, his reward is with Allah, the Mighty and the Majestic. We pray that Allah makes this tape a benefit for all those who hear it, and that he makes his humble effort purely for his face and accepts it. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. إن الحمد لله تعالى نحمده ونستعين به ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله تعالى من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله تعالى فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما أما بعد فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله تعالى وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وآله وصحبه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار. All the praise is due to Allah. We praise Him and seek His help and forgiveness. And we seek refuge in Allah Most High from the evils of our own selves and from our wicked deeds. Whomsoever has been guided by Allah, none can misguide him. And whomsoever has been misguided by Allah, none can guide him. And I bear witness that there is no deity worthy of being worshipped except Allah alone, without partner or associate. And I further bear witness that Muhammad is his true worshipper and messenger. May Allah the exalted bestow his peace and blessings on the final prophet Muhammad, upon his good and pure family, and upon all of his noble companions. O you who believe, fear Allah by doing all that he ordered and abstaining from all that he forbade, as he should be feared, and die not except in a state of Islam as Muslims with complete submission to Allah. O mankind, be dutiful to your Lord who created you from a single soul and from it created its mate, and from them both scattered many men and women, and fear Allah through whom you demand your mutual rights, and do not cut the relations of the wombs. Surely Allah is ever watcher over you. O you who believe, keep your duty to Allah and speak always the truth. He will direct you to do good deeds and will forgive you your sins. And whosoever obeys Allah and His Messenger, he verily has got a great success. To proceed. Know then that the most truthful of speech is that of Allah's book, the Quran, and that the best of guidance is that of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam. And the worst of evils are the novel, foreign to the true teachings of Islam. And every novel matter is a bid'ah, and every bid'ah is a going astray, and every going astray is in the fire of hell.
Shaykh ibn Baz has asked what words of guidance do you have for the Muslim Ummah on the occasion of the month of Ramadan?
The Shaykh responded, in the name of Allah, all praise is for Allah alone, and may Allah send prayers and salutations upon our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and upon his family and his companions and whoever is guided by his guidance to proceed. Certainly concerning the approach of the blessed month of Ramadan, I advise my Muslim brothers everywhere to have taqwa of Allah, the Mighty and the Majestic, and to strive to do good deeds, and to give sincere advice, and be patient with the advice, and to assist one another in good deeds and piety, to be cautious of all the sins Allah has forbidden, wherever one may be, especially during this noble month, for indeed it is a great and precious month within which the reward for good actions is multiplied. Mistakes and sins are forgiven during this month for those who fast and perform voluntary prayers with sincere faith and hoping to attain Allah's rewards. The Prophet ﷺ said, whoever fasts during the month of Ramadan out of sincere faith and hoping to attain Allah's rewards, then all of his previous sins will be forgiven. The Prophet ﷺ also said, when the month of Ramadan starts, the gates of heaven are opened, and the gates of hell are closed, and the devils are chained. And the Prophet ﷺ said, fasting is a shield or protection from the fire and from committing sins. If one of you is fasting, he should avoid sexual relations with his wife and quarreling. And if somebody should fight or quarrel with him, he should say, I am fasting. Also, the Prophet ﷺ said in a hadith Qudsi, all the deeds of the son of Adam are for himself. A good deed is equal to 10 times its equivalent, except fasting, for certainly it is for me, and I will give the reward for it. He left his desires, his food, and his drink for my sake. There are 2 pleasures for the fasted person, one at the time of breaking his fast, and the other at the time when he will meet his Lord. The unpleasant smell coming from the mouth of a fasting person is more pleasant to Allah than the smell of musk. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to announce the good news of the arrival of the month of Ramadan to his companions, and he would say to them, the month of Ramadan has come to you. It is the month of blessings. During this month, Allah sends down mercy. One's mistakes are forgiven, is are answered, and Allah praises you in the presence of his angels. So show Allah your virtues, for certainly the unfortunate individual is he who is prohibited from the mercy of Allah. The Prophet ﷺ also said, one who does not abandon evil talk and actions, then Allah is not in need of him abandoning his food and drink. And there are other narrations regarding the superiority of Ramadan and striving to increase good deeds. Therefore, I advise my Muslim brethren to be sincere and upright during the days and the nights, and to compete in doing all good deeds. And from amongst these good deeds are to increase in reading the noble Quran with understanding and contemplation, and to increase in glorifying Allah by saying at tasbih or subhanallah, and by saying at tahmeed, alhamdulillah, and by saying at tahleel or la ilaha illallah, and by saying at takbir, Allahu Akbar, and seeking the forgiveness of Allah by saying astaghfirullah, and to ask Allah for paradise, seeking his protection from the hellfire and all other good supplications. I also advise my Muslim brethren to increase in giving charity during this month, to comfort the poor and destitute, to make every effort to deduct the zakah from one's wealth and distribute it amongst the deserving, and to make every effort in inviting to the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and teaching those unacquainted with Islam, and to command the good and forbid the evil with gentleness, wisdom, and the best of manners, and to warn against evil and adhere to seeking sincere repentance according to the statement of Allah. And all of you beg Allah to forgive you, O believers, that you may be successful. Surah An-Nur, verse number 31. Allah the Most High also says, verily those who say our Lord is only Allah, and thereafter istiqamu, or stood firm, on them shall be no fear, nor shall they grieve. Such shall be the dwellers of paradise, abiding therein forever.
a reward for what they used to do. Surah Al-Ahqaf, verses 13 and 14. May Allah grant everyone success in that which pleases Him, and protect everyone from the temptations which misguide and all satanic enticement. For certainly Allah is generous and kind.
Shaykh Ibn Sa'd was asked, what is the reading and wisdom behind fasting?
The Shaykh responded, with Allah lies all success. As for the wisdom behind the legislation of fasting, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said regarding this, O you who believe, fasting has been prescribed for you as it was prescribed to those that came before you, that you may achieve taqwa, or piety. This verse encompasses everything that the scholars have mentioned with regard to the wisdom behind fasting. Because taqwa, or piety, is a comprehensive word for everything that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves and is pleased with, from desirable actions and abandoning prohibitions. So fasting is the greatest way, or the best way, to reach the goal of taqwa, through which the worshipper of Allah attains happiness in this worldly life and in the hereafter. The fasting person seeks closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by avoiding all desires and giving love of Allah precedence over love of self. And it is for this reason that Allah chose fasting from amongst all of the other actions and attributed it to Himself, saying all of the deeds of the son of Adam are for Himself. A good deed is equal to 10 times its equivalent, except for fasting, for certainly it is for me, al-Hadith. And fasting is from the fundamental principles of piety and righteousness, since the religion of Islam is not complete without it. And fasting increases iman and teaches us patience by training the self to endure hardships that bring us closer to the Lord of the heavens. Fasting also brings about an increase in good deeds, such as prayer, reciting the Quran, dhikr, and charity, all of which help us to actualize piety and righteousness. And in fasting is the prevention of the self from all prohibited things, from both speech and action, which is the pillar of taqwa. And in authentic hadith, the Prophet ﷺ said, whoever does not abandon false speech and acting upon it, then Allah is in no need of his abandoning his food and drink. A hadith. So the servant seeks closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through avoiding prohibitions altogether. And they are false speech, which includes every kind of haram or prohibited speech, and false actions, which includes every kind of haram and prohibited action. And of course, leaving off every haram thing that nullifies the fast. Therefore, since fasting contains so many benefits and rewards, and in it is the attainment of so much good and reward, it was prescribed by Allah in all time periods. Just as Allah, the Most High, has informed us in the Quran that it was prescribed for us as it was prescribed for those before us. And this is how Allah has legislated all of His laws that have universal advantages. As for the legal ruling concerning fasting, then some fasts are wajib or obligatory, and some fasts are haram or prohibited, and some fasts are sunnah or recommended, and some fasts are disliked, and some fasts are permissible. And their rules differ according to the different reasons for performing the fast. As for obligatory fasting, that includes fasting in the month of Ramadan, which is obligatory upon every Muslim who has reached the age of maturity and is able to fast. Obligatory fasts also include the fast that someone has vowed to do, as well as the fasts of expiation that become wajib or obligatory after committing an act that necessitates that. As for the prohibited fast, this includes fasting the days of Eid and fasting the days of Tashriq, which are the 11th, 12th, and 13th of Dhul-Hijjah, except for the person who is doing Hajj at Tamattu or Qiran and is unable to sacrifice, provided they do not fast Yawm al-Nahr or the Day of Sacrifice. It is also prohibited for the menstruating woman, as well as the woman experiencing postnatal bleeding, to fast. And it is likewise prohibited for the sick person to fast if he fears that he may die as a result of fasting. And it is haram for a pregnant woman to fast if the baby in her womb is in real jeopardy. As for sunnah, or recommended fasting, these are any superlaboratory fasts, such as those that have been specifically mentioned, like fasting Mondays and Thursdays, or any other voluntary fasting that has not been specifically mentioned. As for disliked fasting, this is the fasting of the sick person who experiences hardship as a result of fasting. And as for permissible or jais fasting, it is the fasting of a traveler. It is permissible for him to fast or not, particularly if he traveled in a day in which he began fasting before traveling.
Sheikh Ibn al-Thaymin has asked, what is the status and significance of fasting as a form of worship in Islam, especially during the month of Ramadan?
The Sheikh responded, the status of fasting in Islam is that it is one of the great important pillars of Islam without which one's religion is incomplete. And as for the significance of fasting in Islam, then it has been authentically narrated upon the Prophet ﷺ that he said, whoever fasts during the month of Ramadan out of sincere faith and hoping to attain Allah's rewards, then all of his previous sins will be forgiven.
Shaykh Ibn al-Uthaymeen has asked, does fasting have any social benefits?
The Shaykh responded, yes, fasting has social benefits. From them is the feeling people have that they are one nation eating at one time and fasting at one time. Also, the wealthy one is aware of Allah's blessings and feels sympathetic to the poor. Additionally, fasting lessens shaitan's treachery to the son of Adam, and in fasting there is piety of Allah, and piety of Allah strengthens the bond between the individuals of the community.
Sheikh Ibn Fawzan was asked, some people hold banquets and give invitations in Ramadan, making it a month of occasions. Others slaughter and distribute the meat in charity and make other types of effort with food. What is the ruling regarding this?
The Sheikh answered, yes, offering food in Ramadan has extra virtue due to the nobility of the time and the need that the fasting people have for food. The Prophet ﷺ said, whoever feeds a fasting person will have a reward like that of his reward, i.e. of the fasting person. So preparing food in this month for the needy is from the best of actions, because the reward for giving charity in the month of Ramadan is multiplied more than in other months.
The Permanent Committee for Islamic Research and Fatah has asked, when a Muslim fasts, is he able to overcome his needs and desires, and how is that? Also, how does the Muslim view the world in its reality?
The Permanent Committee responded, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made fasting obligatory for the benefit of the worshippers in order to purify their souls. So fasting entails refraining from food and drink and all of the other things that nullify the fast. And this disciplines the soul against giving in to one's desires and assists the soul to overcome one's evil desires during fasting and cultivates it in adopting noble manners. So when the knowledge of the worshipper of his religion is strengthened, and that which Allah has prepared him hereafter for the faithful worshippers and holding steadfast to his religion, then he has understood the insignificance of this world and its status with Allah, and that it is not even equivalent to the weight of a mosquito's wing. This has been mentioned in a hadith narrated by At-Tirmidhi and Ibn Majah. Therefore, importance is given to those who live in obedience to Allah and take this as a means to achieve good for the hereafter. And with Allah lies all success, and may Allah send prayers and salutations upon our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and upon his family and all of his noble companions.
The Permanent Committee for Islamic Research and Fatah has asked, some of those who give sermons in the masajid in this region mention in their sermons a hadith narrated by Salman, in which the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam address the people on the last day of Sha'ban. And so on, the hadith continues. Some brothers objected to this hadith and announced to the people that the hadith of Salman is fabricated, and also the hadith, whoever satisfies the needs of a fasting person, then Allah will quench his thirst by giving him a drink from my pond, such that he will not feel thirsty thereafter until he enters paradise. And also the hadith, whoever eases the burden of his slave, then Allah forgives him and releases him from the hellfire. Then the brother said,
indeed these words are a lie attributed to the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and whoever attributes a lie to the Messenger will find his seat in the hellfire. And so on, the hadith continues. I am hopeful of a fatwa from your excellency regarding the authenticity of this brother's statement, whether it is correct or incorrect, and may Allah protect and preserve you.
The family committee responded, Ibn Khuzaymah, rahimahullah, has reported the narration of Salman in his collection of authentic prophetic narrations. He said in his book, Chapter Regarding the Merits of the Month of Ramadan, if the report is true. After that he said, Ali ibn Hajar al-Sa'di informed us that Yusuf ibn Ziyad informed us that Hammam ibn Yahya informed us on behalf of Ali ibn Zayd ibn Jad'an, who reported on behalf of Sa'id ibn Musayyib, who reported on behalf of Salman, who said that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam spoke to us on the last day of Sha'ban and said, O people, a great month has overshadowed you, a blessed month, a month that has in it a night that is better than 1,000 months. Allah has made fasting in it obligatory and its night prayers voluntary. In it, whoever doesn't act, however small, is like a person who has performed an obligatory act during any other month. Furthermore, whoever performs an obligatory act is like a person who has performed 70 obligatory acts during any other month. It is a month of patience, and the reward of patience is paradise. A month of merit, in which the blessings of a believer increase. In it, whoever feeds a person who has fasted will have his sins forgiven and freedom from the hellfire. He will get a reward similar to the reward of the person who has fasted, and it will not reduce the reward of the person who has fasted. They said, not all of us get a chance to feed a person who has fasted. He said, Allah will give this reward to whoever feeds a person who has fasted, even if he feeds him a date, or a drink of water, or a mixture of milk and water. It is a month, the beginning of which is mercy, the middle of which is forgiveness, and the end of which is freedom from the fire. Whoever comforts a slave, Allah will forgive him and free him from the fire. Therefore increase in it 4 points. 2 points will make your Lord pleased with you, and 2 points you cannot do without. As for the 2 points which will make your Lord pleased with you, the declaration that there is nothing worthy of worship except Allah, and to seek His forgiveness. As for the 2 points you cannot do without, it is to ask Allah for paradise and seek His protection from the fire. Whoever satisfies the appetite of a person who has fasted, Allah will quench his thirst by giving him a drink from my pond. After that, the individual will not feel thirsty until he enters paradise. Al-Hadith. In the chain of narrators for this hadith, Ali ibn Zayd ibn Jad'an is considered weak. The chain of narrators for this hadith also contains Yusuf ibn Ziyad al-Basri, and he was disclaimed from narrations. In addition, the chain of narrators contains Hammam ibn Yahya ibn Dinar al-Audi, and al-Hafidh ibn Hajar mentioned in his book that he is trustworthy but may make mistakes. Based on this, the narration with this chain of narration is not a lie, but it is weak. In addition, the narrations on the merit of the month are many, established, and authentic. And with Allah lies all success, and may Allah send prayers and salutations upon our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and upon his family and all of his noble companions.
The Permanent Committee for Islamic Research and Fatawas asked, a girl reached the age of 12 or 13 years and the blessed month of Ramadan passed without her having fasted. Is there any sin upon her or her family? Is it upon her to fast, and if she doesn't, is she sinning?
The Permanent Committee responded, the girl becomes Islamically bound to fast with the following conditions: Islam, sanity, and puberty. Puberty is attained either by menstruation, or if she notices discharge as a result of sexual desire, or having a wet dream if she saw the discharge, or the growth of thick hair around the front of her private part, or by reaching the age of 15 years. So if the girl fulfilled the conditions of being legally bound by Islam, fasting is obligatory upon her, and it is a must that she makes up the fasts that she did not perform after reaching the age of maturity. And if any one of these conditions are not fulfilled, then she is not required to fast. And Allah is the one who grants success, and may Allah's peace and blessings be upon Muhammad, his family, and all of his companions.
Shaykh Ibn Baz has asked, what is the ruling regarding a Muslim who neglected to fast without a permissible excuse for a number of years? He was, however, fulfilling the other obligations upon him. Does he therefore have to make up for these fasts or seek to expiate them? How would he make up these months if he had to?
The Shaykh responded, the legal ruling regarding any person, male or female, who neglected to fast the month of Ramadan while it was obligatory for him to fast, is that he has disobeyed Allah and His Messenger and has fallen into a major sin. It is upon him to repent to Allah and make up all the fasts that he missed. He must also feed a poor person for each day he missed if he is able to do so. If he is a poor person and cannot feed them, then it is enough for him to make up the days along with repentance. This is because fasting in Ramadan is a great obligation. Allah ordained it upon the Muslims, and the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, has mentioned that it is one of the five pillars of Islam. If he denies the obligation of fasting Ramadan, then he is by that a disbeliever, belying Allah and His Messenger. He must be asked to repent by those in authority through the Islamic courts. If he does not repent, it is obligatory to kill him due to his apostasy and due to the saying of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, reported by Imam al-Bukhari, then whoever changes his religion from Islam, then kill him. However, if he did not fast due to illness or because he was traveling, then there is no sin upon him. However, it is obligatory for him to make up these fasts once he has recovered from his illness or returned from his travel due to Allah's saying in the Quran, and he who was ill or on a journey, then prescribed period should be made up by days later. Surah Al-Baqarah, verse number 185.
Shaykh Ibn al-Uthaymeen was asked, is a person who leaves off fasting due to laziness like the one that leaves off prayer in respect that he is a disbeliever?
The Shaykh responded, the one that leaves off fasting out of heedlessness and laziness is not a disbeliever. That is because the basic rule is that a person remains upon his Islam until sufficient proof shows that he is outside of Islam. Here, there is no proof that the person that leaves off fasting is outside the fold of Islam if he left it due to laziness and heedlessness. This is not the same as prayer, however, because the texts from the Book of Allah and the Sunnah of His Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the sayings of the companions all show that the person that leaves off praying through heedlessness and laziness is a disbeliever. Abdullah ibn Shaqiq said, the companions of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam didn't consider as disbelief the leaving off of any actions except prayer. Therefore, it is obligatory to call this person who is neglecting to fast due to laziness and heedlessness to fast. If he refuses, he should be banished until he fasts.